One helpful way that I have of thinking of the higher self and the ego is to think of a body and a shadow. The body that you have when you go out into the light casts a shadow. The shadow, of course, is just illusory. It's not real. You can't get a hold of it. It's an illusion. The higher self is the real self. The ego is the shadow. That which is never changing, that which was never born, that which is eternal, is the part of you that is actually processing this right now, the part of you that is thinking, that invisible part of you. And all of the thoughts that you have cast this shadow called your body. There is no security in a shadow. It's wonderful to know your real self, because when you know the real self, then you don't live with the shadow that is always sort of an illusion and is always changing. You look at this body of yours and you see it changing all the time. You know that when you were born, that your birth came with a letter that introduces you to your own death, and that every little gray hair that you see is just a little postcard reminding you of that, and every wrinkle that shows up, and that we all face it. It is something that you will experience. It came with your birth certificate. And it's like having that knowing that this body is not where you do your primary identification. That's what the ego wants you to believe, because the most embarrassing event in the world for the ego is death. And of course, you are not this body. You are that which is observing it. And that is eternal. And that's the real self. Another great way of saying this is from the Bhagavad Gita. It says in the Gita, you were never born. How can you die? You have never suffered change. How can you be changed? Unborn, eternal, immutable, immemorial. You do not die when the body dies. That's a freeing thought. What a freeing notion to know that you can never die when you begin to identify with the part of you that is changeless and eternal, rather than the body identification which the ego promotes so strongly.